President Obama met with his national security team after his helicopter landed at the White House. Earlier Thursday in Marquette, Michigan, Mr. Obama said the world is watching history take place as the Egyptian people demand change. And he said the United States will support efforts toward democracy in whatever way possible.
And so going forward, we want those young people and we want all Egyptians to know America will continue to do everything that we can to support an orderly and genuine transition to democracy in Egypt.
Mr. Mubarak later infuriated the crowd in Cairo's Tahrir Square by refusing to leave office while saying he was transferring powers to Vice President Omar Suleiman. Later, Egypt's ambassador to the United States told CNN Mr. Suleiman is now the de facto president of Egypt with all executive powers of the presidency. Mr. Mubarak blamed foreign influences in part for fueling the anti-government protests. Mr. Obama watched Mr. Mubarak's speech while returning home on the presidential plane, Air Force One, and received updates from his national security adviser, Tom Donilon, throughout the day. Mr. Obama refused to answer questions shouted by reporters after his helicopter landed on the South Lawn. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.